WJ on Studio W. Coming up, Q-Lan, EB, and Whitney on The Soul Sadness Show right here on The Buzz, StudioWBuzz.com. Keep it locked. What's first? Love is a dream. Hey, welcome everybody. This is the Soul Savage Show coming to you every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 7 o'clock on the East and 6 Central. And with the host of the show, we got Q-Land Green, E.B. in the house, Whitney. And back by popular demand, we've got Helen. What's going on?
You guys?
Thank you for the intro.
I miss you.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. That's right.
All right. I think
we're
good.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We back.
I think everybody's been grabbing a few glasses. You guys got some glasses going on, don't you?
I do. Great tequila. Just a squeeze line.
Just a tequila line.
Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
I can tell it. All right, guys.
Yes, I forgot to call it. That was the Whispers, Love is a Dream. That's my jam right there. I play that because it's the twins of the Whispers. It's their birthday this past week. It was, and also, I forgot, it was a friend of mine. They're big Sylvester fan, and they was like, did you already do a appreciation? I was like, I thought I did, but I didn't. So later in the show, we're going to be doing a Sylvester appreciation as well. So.
Ooh. We just got the Whispers with the mustaches and Sylvester. It's about to be a gay show. I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is to the late, great Sylvester. I give a little bio thing if y'all not familiar with his work. But fantastic singer. His birthday was on September 6th. But I could have sworn I did one, but I think I'm thinking about, I played his music on Pride Month. I think that's what it was. Black Music Month and Pride Month. We celebrated both back in June. I think that's what it was. But that's why all my months is moved in together because of COVID. I don't know what day it is. And I almost forgot it was time for the show today. Because my mind, it's so much going on. But yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Soul Savage Radio. Again, we got issues, I guess, that's back on it. Back on the show. She wanted to come back with Whitney. I was like, sure, why not? I was like,
I did. I missed you last time. I was like, you got to have me back on. I want to chop it up with Whit, the whole everybody.
I'm such for real. Like, might get me emotional. It's been a long week.
We're going to be doing all kind of music appreciation, and also we're going to be celebrating a Tribe Called Quest Low End Theory album. It turned 29 today, September 24, 1991. We're going to play that the last hour of the show. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. Good show. Going to do the savvy updates before we run out of time. I guess Whitney can go first since she's a big dog for a while.
So, yeah, just getting back into the groove of school, still trying to keep morale up, trying to make sure, like, our wellness and stuff is in check. That's a really big push, obviously, for right now, trying to keep my own wellness up. But I'm happy to be back. Like, as soon as the show started, I was like, breath of fresh air, like, some real people who really get me, like, all of those feels. So I'm really happy, like, to be hearing y'all voices for real.
And you miss Will.
No, I included you, Will. You
everybody included, Will.
I was going to say, she ain't say no names.
That was literally everybody included.
Everybody.
Okay.
You talk about the show got to be about me. I feel like lies are told. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
What y'all been up to? What's going on with y'all? Where y'all at? What y'all doing? Trying to get in your business.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out
tequila.
With the essence of lime, yes.
Tequila.
Straight tequila.
I'm trying to find a lighter. A
I need a lighter.
I might need one of those too, Will.
I could definitely use one of those.
I took a break from all that fighting.
You took a break.
Come on over.
Yeah, I can't be doing that at Coach. I've already explained to you, EB, that if I go in, I go in, and it's slightly a problem. I think they call it alcoholism. So that's why I gotta take breaks.
Breaks are necessary. Every now and then, you got to take breaks and give your vices. Just just chill a little bit. You gotta let your liver get right. You gotta let your lungs get right. You gotta let your mind get right.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why we're in the condition we in now. Cause we got this man in that goddamn White House who didn't let nut get right. And now I'm hot.
I think all of y'all drinking.
You know what? I told you I'm not drinking.
Well, Q-Lin says she off the sauce, so. But I don't know about the
words. No.
You got to watch them. I don't know about them.
I'm feeling like I need to pour one up for you, Q. If you're not drinking, I'm
going
to have to do one for you.
Yeah,
do it. I had two bottles of wine, and I finished them. That's how you know I got a problem, because I finished it.
Oh, you did. I do remember you saying that a couple weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, but like she smashed them. Like it was over. Like immediately.
They were gone.
So.
Well,
I do alcohol like water.
So you got to watch it. You got to be careful with that. You look at it and be like, it's 2023. What happened?
No wonder I'm over here sweating like Whitney Houston.
So, EB, when you take your break, how long do you need to take your break for?
Well, for the inexperienced, I would say give it a good 90 days. I think 90 days is good.
I couldn't help it.
I think 90 days is a good break. For somebody like me, I think 90 minutes is good. If you take 90 minutes, don't drink nothing. Don't smoke nothing. Don't drink nothing. Drink water.
Okay, that's good.
You get back on it. You get back on the horse.
Hey, that's real good because I'm getting real nervous over here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, but for real, every year I do a 90-day.
90 like, days?
Just,
oh,
I
man.
Just stop. Like, I just stop. Like, just, and it's never like a planned time. It's just like, you know what, now, I think I'm done.
Oh,
and
it,
like Q-Lin was saying, because sometimes you do have those thoughts, like, do I have a problem?
Yeah.
Like, I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
And, but you don't feel it, but you do wonder, like, do I have a problem? And you ain't trying to have nobody come check on you at a Betty Ford.
Right.
Doing it. You don't want none of that. So you just got to, you know, like, let me handle my business in private because I don't want it all over the internet.
Damn. I got a problem. I got a problem. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's the first step.
Hey, that's right. Girl. You're doing good.
Right. Thank you for letting us know.
Okay. Listen, will y'all send me a card or something? I mean, you know, something.
Oh. We gonna check.
I'll send you a mini bottle.
Oh Lord!
So you need a little taste. A little taste to take the edge off. That's just a little taste.
Yeah, Evie.
Oh,
Evie, you can hide it in a cake. You can hide it in a cake.
Listen, I can do that too. just to take the edge off, just to hit the back of the throat, real light.
Oh my God!
Hey, listen, we done all been there. Yeah, we done all been there.
Oh. I think there needs
sometimes
to be a...
Sometimes you might have to put it in your lotion and just rub it on your skin and let it heat through slowly.
That's not wow.
EB,
I don't know nothing about that.
EB.
One.
A little bit in the toothpaste.
Yeah.
And then it go right to the gums, to the bloodline. Every morning.
EB, you're a great writer. You need to put it in a manual. EB. Put it in a manual, EB. Yeah.
Yep. I will.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be called the ball grabbing guy.
Straight for it.
Just cut it.
I keep waiting for you to do it, but she hasn't done it yet. I'm nervous.
She has it.
I don't know. Did she?
I feel like she ain't on the line.
I don't know. Did she have a topic?
She definitely would have said something like three statements ago.
Why can't I just be listening? God.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, she's not eating.
That's what she's doing. Cute Liz is eating. That's what's going on. Alright, yeah.
Y'all right.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, ooh, while they talking, let me go ahead.
Get my drink.
I wonder what she's doing. Is she eating that vegan stuff?
That's
eating that vegan stuff, Q-Man?
We don't know.
She do be eating that vegan stuff. Yep.
What is vegan?
Cauliflower, fried buffalo wings. She be getting them.
And I think she likes it spicy, like it. So she always getting something spicy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember she got that ramen? Was it the ramen?
It almost took her right out of here.
Real hot
today. It was just. I thought we weren't going to see Kula in no more. I was scared. I was petrified. Woo!
Yeah. Well, look here.
It wasn't that. It was just.
Oh my God. It
just the broth of it was like, I thought I had my.
I thought I had
the mute button on, but it wasn't on.
That
sounds right. Yeah, the hell
out of me.
I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be a professional and trying to.
That ain't gonna work.
Listen, I told y'all, I'm a one woman show right now. I don't have the people that, because of COVID, the staff that I have is cut down to four. And they ain't even in the room. I got to do Zoom meetings. We got to have Zoom meetings like earlier today. We had about 2 hours just for them to tell me how to turn it. Like, I'm having problems now. I'm trying to text people right now because I can't. Barely hear you, but it's fine. Okay, live radio. You know, we can go keep going. I don't hear, I want ear. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay. You don't need one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. The only update I have is that I'm tired of doing the show with my shoes off. I'll tell you that. I've been at home for a consecutive 13 weeks, and I'm tired. Listen, when I like being at the studio, I feel like I'm professional and I know what I'm doing. It's like state of the art equipment. I'm at home with this goddamn mixer. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here. It's just in front of me. It's just a bunch of buttons. I'm trying to act like I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you sound good, man.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Right?
I'm doing the show with my shoes off. This is uncomfortable. I've done this show for three years, and I've never done this show at home. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm tired of doing this show from home.
No shoes. You got it?
You cool.
You got it?
You good?
I've got your music. I don't like this.
I've got your music. This is annoying.
I need the music. How did I not know y'all were going to say that? It's not the same, okay?
But I got
the you know, when you rent a car, I ain't going to check nobody's pockets or nothing like that, but just say in theory, okay? Stay with me, okay? If you go rent a car that's, like, real expensive, like, it's better than your car, like, your old personal car, and you driving it around for however long, and then you get your car back, and it's like, oh, this car, man.
I feel like it's sort of like that. Whitney and Helen can relate, because Will just go get a new car. Like, he doesn't even worry about that.
No, you have to understand.
You don't know what a rental is.
39%. No,
you have to understand, EB.
I got my EB. Car. It got like a...
I bought a new car because I had a flat tire.
I ain't even mad at that. True story.
Yeah. Piss me off, man. Damn. Sorry.
You just caught up old memories that he's crying back.
He's mad at the thought of it, he messed around buying another car because he's mad about the thought of that. You out there buying new cars and stuff, so I mean, I don't have a problem accepting gifts that large. I don't either.
I mean, I'll go outside right now and flatten my neighbor car if I think he's going to buy me.
Okay. You know what? I got it real quick. 20 seconds. 20 seconds. I'm gonna tell you the whole story. Okay. It wasn't on a flat tire, but what happened was it was a flat tire. You know, but I had them things that you could roll around for about 50 miles. You know, whatever. But it wasn't just a tire. Okay. It was a new tire, and then it had cracked the rim, and the damn rim was $1,000. So now we're looking at 15.
You're trying to explain the 39% tax bracket. That you're
no, 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 Dave,
like
no, no.
No, no. No, make it more
sense.
Well, my
car messed up. I just take it to the shop. I don't know by a whole year.
No, no.
You cannot relate.
Okay, okay, okay. What I'm saying is, all right, it got up to $1,500. So I said, the hell with this. Man, what else you got? So, you know, so when I got ahead to get something new, right?
Right.
And that's
Yes.
Yeah, and that one is already 2 years old too. I was looking at something else the other day, but I ain't got no real reason. But hey, all right, guys.
You don't need a reason. It's 2020. Right.
Right.
We don't know. We don't know what's going on anymore.
We don't know, and you know Trump trying to blow up the whole damn world. So we may want to enjoy today while we got it.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to box behind all of that right now.
Who is it, Prince? Partying like it's 19 what?
Just Lord.
1999. Oh my God. Okay. And then the 420, man. Good Lord.
What's wrong with the 420?
Ain't nothing wrong with the 420, but my budget.
Oh.
Look here. My budget is going up.
What's wrong with that?
Like, is it going out of business?
Man.
Wait a minute. I didn't.
It hurt my budget. You know.
Well, that's another reason to take a break, man.
I know. I need,
take a break. You gotta get some flower pot.
Not
some flower pot in a water bottle. Come on, man.
There you go. There you go.
Man, I can't grow a damn thing. I tried that before. It ain't work out for me.
Did you have the tent and the lights? Did you do it by the book?
Yep. No, you gotta
do it right.
From what people have told me, you gotta
you understand.
The way it said.
Okay, all right. In this climate today, these cops are going crazy. No, ain't nobody kicking down my door. Even though it's legal out here in California, but they got all these rules. So I just rather get on and
listen. As I'm sure we're gonna talk about later, it don't matter if you grown it or not. They're gonna kick down your door anyway.
Hey.
Right. So get the car and get you a dispensary. Just all the way, man. All the way.
I will take it.
You can sell that. Like,
that's right.
Look at that.
Look at
that.
Look at
that.
Look at
that.
Look
right there.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Look at God.
Oh, Lord. He didn't see that. Oh, no.
I want to apologize in advance.
That apology wasn't in advance. That apology was afterwards.
Right.
I say, wait a minute, hold it. Maybe he's getting ready to apologize for something else he's getting ready to say. Who knows?
not yet. Give me a couple. Give me a little bit.
Hey, Q, did you have a subject?
Oh, I thought we were still in the savvy updates. My bad.
Oh, yeah. I guess we are, huh?
Hold on. Let me pull up this email. We actually got an email for Helen. We got several, actually, but we're going to have to answer. I'm going to try to look through these. We're going to answer some more after we do Will's segment. But before we wrap up Savvy Updates, let me answer these couple emails real quick. It was one for Whitney, and then I answered one for Whitney and then one for Helen. Let me see. Gabriella, this is for Whitney. She's wanting to know, what do you have a degree in school counseling?
No. So my path to school counseling was my undergrad, which has nothing to do with it, was a bachelor's in technology. And after, like, working in corporate and stuff for so long, I just decided I didn't want to, like, do that really anymore. So I went back to school and I got a master's in human development and family science. And so here in Oklahoma, because it varies depending on where you live, if you are asking because you want to do this, depends on what state you're in. But in Oklahoma, if you have a master's, depending on what it's in, it doesn't have to be in school counseling, then you can work at a school for counseling. So, and it's not I don't think a school counselor is, I don't think people really understand what I do. I'm not a therapist. I don't see like clients. I handle like the counseling program for the entire school. So when I talk about wellness and stuff like that, I like look at it from a building wide perspective all the way down to the kids. So more along those lines.
And then a question for Helen is, want to know when your YouTube series or was your comedy series going to be on YouTube?
That's a great question. And it is now officially on YouTube. Well, I put a sketch on YouTube.
Nice.
So I'm still working on filming some of the other scripted content, but I do have finally at least something on my YouTube channel. So the lovely HC, if you want to subscribe, please do.
I'll go on there right now. I'm about to post something.
All one word,
let me go make
Helen,
sure I did.
Is that all one word?
Yes.
The lovely HC, all right. The lovely
EB, I don't want you on there, EB. Please, I don't.
Oh, no, listen, I subscribe to everybody. YouTube, that's my thing. That's my thing. I support the hell out of a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll do that.
I know if I
get
this lady comment, it's you.
Oh, well, it will be from my burner account. You're right. You're right. I'll be posting you out. Vote down
picture.
And everything. You're right. You're
kind
right.
Of burner
that's what I do. I'm a hater.
That's funny. Man, I'm about to look that up while we go to break. Before we go to break, if Will's ready, or unless y'all got any more savvy updates y'all want to share with the audience before we go to Will's segment.
No, just
I'm ready for Will.
Yeah, just tequila.
Ready for Will?
It.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, 6 minutes of rage, y'all.
Are we ready?
Will Boogie.
All right, let's get it.
Ready, let's go.
Yes, 6 minutes of rage here on The Buzz. Man, did you hear it? Dr. Dre's ex hit him up for $330,000. Took it out of his bank account. Well, I guess he had a right to do it. He's saying embezzlement. Oh boy, them Louis Vuittons, right? Oh, just hit him up again for another 31 grand. Oh. Future amounts undisclosed. Can you believe that helicopter here? Coochie grabbing orange orangutan in the White House say, I ain't leaving. Folks, he's telling you that even if he loses, he ain't leaving. And if he does lose, it's rigged. Well, remember back in 2016, it was rigged then too. He said it before. Oh, the election is rigged. Oh, I won. You already told us, buddy. You cheated then and you're cheating now. He's trying to take your vote away. Oh, the ballots are no good. I can't believe this garbage that comes out of this clown's mouth. He can't put two sentences together. Remember, it was Yosef Mice. I said, what the hell is this cat talking about? Termites? I don't know what's going on. You know, and they can't see it, but guess what? They got a puppet, they got a pawn, but he's trying to take everything away. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg just passed away. Outstanding leader, Supreme Court Justice. She passed away. The woman, the announcement was just made. And Gooseneck, you know who I'm talking about, Mitch McConnell, walking around looking like a turkey. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to feel that. Trump, oh, we're going to feel the, these guys are just like bosses. Folks, if you don't know what it's talking or what's going on right here, you have lost your damn mind. It's like the fucking, the Twilight Zone around here. I can't believe, excuse me, folks, I normally don't cuss on the show, but anyway, it just, I can't help it. Yeah. Civil rest out in the streets. And now this is really serious. Because it's also, he's also called for his white boys, the Boogaloo boys. You ever heard about them? No, only thing he knows is Antifa. Don't get it twisted, folks. Do not get it twisted. White boys can walk down the streets with AR-15s, shoot somebody, keep walking. Hey, what's happening? You want some water? You little black man. Oh, besides, black man can be sleeping in his own house. Black woman can be sleeping in their own house. and people can come down and batter down your door. Oh, yeah, we knock. Yeah, with a battering ram. And you just shot this woman 6 times. 6 times. It's a damn shame. And guess what? You had no business being there. Then you try and you say, oh, we suspected that somebody came and picked up a package back in March. Right? But the story goes that it was the ex-boyfriend a long time ago that was involved with drugs. Had nothing to do with, you already know, Breonna Taylor. But so the guy said, oh, we knocked. But no, you had a no-knock warrant. So you lied. Oh, there was a neighbor upstairs that said, oh, he heard us knock. What? Okay. Yeah, after you interviewed him 3 times. Oh, and the 3rd time was a charm, wasn't it? How much money did you slip in that guy's pocket? Don't get me started on the attorney general. All right? People, I'm going to tell you something right now. You would want to call him an Uncle Tom, but everybody got the story twisted. It wasn't Uncle Tom. It was Sambo. Okay? It was Sambo. All right? And he's a Sambo. I'm going to tell you why. Because Sambo beat Uncle Tom because Uncle Tom would not beat the slaves. Oh, look it up. I ain't got time for that. But anyway, let's get back to what's going on. And you got this coon, this clown of AG getting up there says, nope. We're not going to charge these guys with killing Breonna Taylor. You can't be serious about that. We're going to charge them. No, we're only going to charge one of them out of the 3 for shooting in somebody else's apartment. This woman's still dead. Okay? On to the story. The orangutan is now saying, yep, you already know he's not going to leave, but your vote doesn't count. And throw out the balance, and there will not be a transfer of power. Okay, it'll be a continuation. Well, guess what, folks? That's what dictators do. So you tell your family, you tell your friends, you tell anybody that you know, we need to get out and vote. Your vote does count. It's extremely important that you do that because these guys are crooks, they are criminals, and they should all be held accountable for this. The stuff that they're doing, they know that Russia is interfering in the election. They already know it. But no, oh! No, he said it's China. Why? The virus came out of China, right? Oh, no. It came to Europe, then it came over here. And he says, well, if China had never let the virus out of China, how in the hell, what is a stupid, dumb-ass statement? Almost as dumb as snorting Clorox. Or, no, sticking in your arm, whatever it is. It's a disinfectant, folks, right? Okay? Yeah, it cleans you out. Oh, boy, oh, boy. That's my 6 minutes of rage. Back to you, Q, Lynn, Whitney, E.B., and Helen.
Man.
Will, you took it there, man.
Yep.
I'm serious. This is awful. This is, I wonder, guys, where in the hell are we living? This is some bullshit. Now, you know, guys know I don't cuss on the show a lot, but I don't care. I really don't care because it's pure bullshit. This girl is dead and they don't even charge these clowns, these criminals with shooting her. They charge them with shooting in somebody else's apartment because it could have harmed them. But you got a dead girl, innocent girl there. Please, somebody.
That's the state of the world. It's this person who, this beautiful black woman who is no longer with us, by all accounts, like the white people would say, quote unquote, one of the good ones, is now dead. And the most that they were willing to do was charge one of the 3 officers involved with possibly injuring one of her neighbors, although she is now deceased.
That's right.
And for that to happen now in this country, it's 2020. This type of thing should not be happening. And I think we all know that had she had the complexion for the protection, had she been a white woman, things would look totally different. And I hate to say that I know things because no one knows things, but I assumed and speculated whenever her family was awarded that large amount of money in a civil suit I said, they are not going to charge those men.
I think you're right. I felt the same way.
It's going to keep pacifying them. We're going to shut them up. We're going to pay. Mm-hmm. Like Will said, we're going to give them a payoff. And that way, we do not have to take responsibility for murdering someone. And I say this all the time. They still do not consider us to be human. The three-fifth rule has never gone away. They still look at black lives. They don't consider them to be lives at all. And it's 2020, y'all. It's 2020. And these men get away with murder. Police officers get away with murder, and they have been since the beginning of the police union in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And I think it's ridiculous that our government would allow it. Our government makes it possible for, they enable the police forces to do this to black lives, to black people daily. Think about the ones that we've heard about. There are so many more. We only hear about a fraction of them they make national news. Like even Breonna Taylor's case, we didn't hear about it for a while.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about it. This happens in every town, USA, 365. It happens all of the time. And the police, the government, they are willing to deal with the protests. They are willing to deal with civil unrest.
Yep.
They are willing to deal with property damage and thousands and millions of governmental dollars being sucked up by all of that instead of just doing what's right and giving us the basic liberty of justice. Like it's stressful to be black in America. That's what I would say.
Oh,
it's just stressful. It's stressful.
Yeah.
Like, we all are walking around with PTSD, honestly.
Right.
Like, black people are walking around with PTSD every day.
Like, what'd you say to me?
Because we
don't know.
It's like every day.
Sorry.
The situations keep changing. It's like, okay, you know, if you're a bad person, if you're a criminal, you could get killed. Then it's, oh, well, you know, if you playing with a toy gun at Walmart, or if you selling cigarettes, then you could get killed, or if you worship in church, you can get killed. Now you can be sleeping in your fucking bed.
Twilight Zone.
In your home that you pay for. You could be an upstanding citizen. No priors. You can even have a law enforcement background. You could be a millionaire.
Right.
You could be Jesus Christ himself. If your skin is brown, there is a target on your back, and no one cares.
That's exactly
right. We are all that we have.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Evie, a bit, before I'm going to get out of the conversation and let somebody else talk, but Evie, I got something that you said, and I want the panel to think about this. Guys, when is the last time you seen this civil trial, you brought this up, EB, settled before the criminal charge? Normally, there's a criminal charge first, then there's a civil trial.
Right.
The $12 million was the civil trial. I don't know, guys. Help me out. I don't remember the civil trial ever becoming before the criminal charge. Because what they do is normally is take evidence from the criminal charge and to enhance their case in the civil.
And this is what gets me about
that. Help me out.
This is what gets me about that. So there was a civil suit that they were awarded for a wrongful death.
Yep.
Yet no one was charged with her wrongful death.
Shit.
Right.
So how are you charging or not charging someone for a wrongful death, but you're willing to pay millions of dollars talking about wrongful death? Well, who committed the fucking wrongful death? Why are they not charged, prosecuted, and convicted? Because she was a black woman.
EB, we need to go to law school.
Because
somebody asked me going to jail.
Yes. I've been thinking about it. Tequila.
Oh, my God. Helen.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have the words. I'm living vicariously through you guys in the way that you're expressing yourself, because this is totally just infuriating, demoralizing, leaves you hopeless, leaves you... What's scary to me is I'm seeing Black people as a community, and I'm knowing, like, I see it in my own household, you know, with, between me and my husband. These events are changing us, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to know what to do next as far as, you know, taking care of yourself, because the amount of shit that we deal with, and then we still got to get up and go to work, and we're dealing with microaggressions there. Then we're dealing with it at the grocery store. Then we're, and then it's all over our social media. You can't get away from it. You cannot get away from it. And not only is it PTSD, it's happening. It's still traumatic. Every day you wake up with this weight. And I know that we all feel it. We have to work really hard to have a good day. You know what I'm saying? We have to really turn off our phones and unplug in order to have a good day.
Wow. That's deep.
It is. It's just heartbreaking. And I don't think that people understand that the state, I'm scared for us. And I know that we're strong, and I know that we can overcome, and we will, but I'm fucking tired. Mm-hmm. Like, shit.
I'm tired of this shit.
How do we overcome?
This makes no sense.
It's not us. We're not the problem.
You know, and I tell you what makes
me laugh, but the way Will said that, when he added that shit on there, made me laugh. But go ahead.
No, but think about it.
I love cussing Will. I love cussing Will.
Man, I hate seeing him. Like, what is it?
Like the uncles that cuss after everybody. Shit,
yeah,
it's bullshit. It is. Come on, man. You know, you gotta tell it like it is.
Tennis with a cuss word, man. I'm getting tired of this shit.
Yeah. I am.
But it's real.
Oh. Look here. And that's why I refuse to watch, you know, those slave movies and stuff like that. I can't make it because I get mad. You know?
Oh,
when it goes back, it makes me angry.
Right.
It makes me angry.
Can I say something about that? Can I just say something? I just want to piggyback on your thought real quick.
Say it.
I am tired of Black producers, writers, directors, giving us the same stuff to consume, which is either some kind of slave movie or some kind of cop movie or some kind of something that is not going to make us feel good. And
Come on, Antebellum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already know.
I love Black people out here doing their thing, and I always respect it and try to support it. But I will say, on this live show, when I went to see Queen and Slim in the theaters,
why would you do that?
First of all, have you guys seen? I don't want to spoil it. Never mind. Let me not do that.
No, it's okay. I haven't, and I don't plan on seeing it. So
I was about to say, I'm really not tripping. So go ahead, say what you gonna say.
I mean, It was extremely disappointing to know that these Black creators came together to give us this movie, and they expected us to rally behind that movie, and we did. They expected us to support it, and we did. And we got to the theater, and they both got killed in the end. And then it was a Black person that turned them in, and once again, we had to watch these Black bodies be riddled with bullets. And it was like, why did y'all do this to us?
Like Lena, I said, we are all walking around with PTSD, and I think that manifests itself in their work. Like you said, I'm glad to see Black people working and being creative and thriving, but when we keep getting the same thing and all of the stories that are being told revolve around Black trauma, that means that's all that we get. And that, to me, is, number one, that means, like I said, there's PTSD within us, but that's very telling that those are the types of stories, and only those stories are being greenlit by these white studios, because that's what they want us to see, because that's what they think we want. And honestly, they don't care what we really want. What they think and what they know is, well, we're going to show these type of movies because we're going to get some money. And even if we don't get money, even if the studio loses money, then guess what?
This is what they get.
A little worse. We broke them down just a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, hey, guys, you know, one of my favorite movies all time is Harlem Nights.
Oh, mine too.
That's the kind of movie, you're right. You know, why do we always have to be the depressing side? Because that's not the life of all black people.
Nope. And honestly, it's the same exact story that keeps getting told in different ways.
Over and over.
I mean, there are so many black creatives and so many black stories waiting to be told, but no one has the courage or the compassion to tell those stories. So we keep getting these things that are going to traumatize us. They're going to traumatize our kids. The black man's getting killed. The black woman's getting raped. The white people did it. But then at the end, it's the black people that turn on the black people in the movie.
Yeah.
And then we are looking ass out. It's like, when is it going to change? Like, what has to be done on a social level, not even a political level, but a social level? And then we can move up into politics and business so that changes. But what has to be done on a social level to make sure that we stop getting that? Like, I'm sorry,
you
how
really
many
wanna know?
Times have we, well, what is it?
Tell
you
us which,
I mean,
tell
us
it.
Do you want to know? Because
I want to know.
It's not free.
I'm like, Joe,
free.
Oh, I want to know.
Yay! Tequila setting in.
Listen.
Well, you know, it's platforms.
Tell
it's platforms
y'all,
like
tell
these.
Y'all what I see.
It's platforms like these that recognize it, you know, bring it out, and as well as we can, you know, let the public know, hey, look, guys, I don't know, look, I'm not going to succumb or sit down or bow down to anybody. I'm going to get up and I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do it, okay? Ooh. I've always had the power to do it, but see, when you take a man's confidence or a woman's confidence away from them and you strip them of their dignity, you don't give them a job,
yes,
and you say,
will.
Why don't you get a job? Well, you ain't going to give me no goddamn jobs. What the hell are you talking about?
Come on,
why don't you get a job? Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
A bootstrap?
You
stole my boots.
Listen.
But I'm going to do it anyway. Hey, I mean, so don't tell me nothing.
Don't tell me a damn.
Say it.
Wait, I want to hear that.
Yeah, wait, so, what? Because you was about to break it down.
Listen, okay. On a social level, like, let's just think about us as black people, okay? Like, let's strip the white people out. You know, we all got them spots, those places we go to with the black people that we really kick it with, you know, the ones that get you.
That's my house.
It's becoming mine, right? So, like, the thing is, when you at those spots, you seeing the same people. You working with the same people. There's more of us out there with stories that are different than our own. As black people, to me, this is my opinion based on what I see here. So, like, I don't want nobody out there listening to take this and, like, say, you don't speak for us, because I don't. And that's the problem. We're so disconnected. We're so spread out. We're constantly looking at imagery, as Helen pointed out. We're constantly looking at imagery that's making us think and feel like this is our daily life. Now, it is to an extent, right? We know that this stuff happens. It's been happening. It's always happened. It's always been. We can't keep acting like that is our daily life. When you act like that is your daily life, then what do you put out? You put out negative bullshit every single day in your daily life. You don't know how to have a good day because everything that you're seeing is telling you that your day should not be good. So if everything that you're taking in, everything that you're consuming, if it feels like it's all around you, then you got to get out of that. And so then you got to ask yourself, because it's different for different people, how do I get out of that? The answer is connecting. That's it. We got all this stuff right now out here, all types of ways to connect. When Helen said with her YouTube, the lovely HC, boom, my computer stay up when I'm on the show. Log in, the lovely HC. Okay, yep, that's Helen. She got on a Snoopy shirt. Boom, subscribe. I'm connected to Helen. You don't have to have a phone number, but you got to connect. And if you're afraid to connect with people, well, you will keep living like you're living. You got to have people who help pull you out. You got to have stuff you do for yourself. That's what self-care, self-love, wellness, that's what that's really about. It's not just some pretty stuff to say. And, like, if anybody look at my Instagram, they probably like, oh, look at Whitney doing her yoga. She put up some pictures. That what you're seeing now is me finally figuring out, like, oh, this helps keep me grounded. Mm-hmm. This helps keep me sane. People have been mm-hmm. commenting on how I look, and I'm like, yo, I feel like I look the same, but I guess I do look a little different. Like, that took weeks, days, like months. I had to build up to that. You're not going to get there overnight, but you got to start stepping out. You can't stay in your head. Like, you got to get out however you get out. The computer, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, in person, from a distance, Zoom, it really doesn't matter. This is the time that we need to be connecting, because we all out here saying the same goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. We all out here saying, I feel like I'm about to be next. But we're not all next. We're not. So we have got to move.
That's right.
Get up. Off your couch. Get up.
And do something.
Whatever you're doing, get your energy right. Get some. Go out and walk if you can't run right now because you've been on the couch. Get your ass up. You got to get yourself in shape. This stuff is not easy to do. The people that we look at from the past, like, really think about the people who came before us, all the people they didn't tell us about, all those people. We still out here. We are descendants of that, those people. That right there should start to get something in your head clicking, like, yeah, I do come from, that's who we are. We come from those people. We don't come from slaves. We come from African people. Mm-hmm. People, not slaves. We were not always in bondage. That's You're not right. in bondage now either. But if you keep telling yourself that you are, you keep feeling
mentally,
like you can't do nothing, you won't do a damn thing. You will die that way.
That's
not
right.
physically, but mentally. And then it's game over. So get up. Do something. Move around. If you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. Whatever it is you need to do. If you need a little 420, a little tequila,
that's right.
Squirt a line to get your, you know, gotta get
it's
something to kick in real quick. Help me out. Then do what you gotta do.
I'm sorry.
Because we need you. We can't do this how we've been doing it.
That's right.
Clearly.
I'm sorry. I just got excited.
Like, y'all better wake up. I'm done.
No, go ahead. No, I think, no, actually, I couldn't agree with you more. And that's, it's a mindset, folks. If you think you defeated, you're already done. You know, I mean, it's, you know, and it doesn't matter what you, I'm serious about that because, hey, I've been hustling all my life. I've been working for myself practically all my life because, before I start doing what I'm doing now, I've always been on commission. And you know how it works. If you don't sell something, you don't eat. All right? You know, you can't drive a car. You can't you can't go out. You can't have a date. You can't have the 420. And you certainly can't date if you're broke.
You got that right.
That's true.
So I've always been able to sell something. No, never sold drugs. Okay, forget about that. But I am a licensed professional. You know, it's not the show for me to talk about that. However.
No.
I'm not a distributor. I'm just simply a customer.
Not
okay.
A distributor. He's just a consumer of
products. I told you how my budget's going up. If I own the thing, you think I have a budget to worry about?
That's hilarious.
Right.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. All I know is this guy is on his last, like, this is like maybe like a Hail Mary throw, like, you know, like, if in football terms, like, that means, like, you just throwing it up.
And, like, hope your team grabs it.
I mean, hoping somebody scores, and it's like a maybe a 0.8% chance you might make it in the end zone. That's where Trump is right now. And so he just said recently, and when they were interviewing, or when he had that press thing, he said, then somebody asked him, like, would he concede and all that. He's like, you know, we need to, you know, we need to look into it and all that stuff. I'm like, dude, like, it's a simple question. Like, why would you
really
say this stuff?
So
like,
scary.
This dude ain't
that get out of office.
A lot about his intentions and what, like, when people compare him to, and I know people's like, oh, that's too extreme. They compare him to Hitler. How do you think he rose to power?
Man.
That is, he's doing the same exact thing. Like, he's literally right in front of all of us. Everything that people say that he can't do, he does.
Right in your face.
And everything. And when he does it, then we get to watch our government justify it. Like, right in front of our face. Like, they act like we're all dumb and they're justifying it.
That's right.
So then when he does some stuff like that, so if he does happen to win, I'm hoping happen to win,
oh my God.
He better
then,
not.
You know, we're going to see a lot more changes than we saw the first 4 years. Now, if he happens
if he wins, everything is going to hell.
It's already going to hell.
Climate change is going to take us out. We're going to be out of here.
If he happens to lose, which I'm hoping he does, and I'm voting, and I hope everybody else who's listening to us right now is to make sure that he does not. But if he happens to lose, then I will say they're going to have a hell of a time getting that man out of the White House because he is not going easily. Because
going out. They're going to force him out.
Yeah, they're going to have to drag him right down Pennsylvania Avenue. If they need me to drive the car, I will. Y'all call me.
Right.
I could tie him up and just
we will get him out of there. Okay?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to get him out of there.
We will
and
all come here.
Listen, I'm good with that. But, yeah, even if we vote him out and we get him out of office, they're going to have a hell of a time getting him to leave because he really thinks – and he's not wrong for thinking this. He thinks he's above the law. And why?
He does.
Because the government has shown him over and over and over and over again that you are above the law because no matter what you do, you get by. This is a president that ran on hate. He ran on bigotry and he won.
Yep.
This is a president that was impeached. He was impeached.
That's right.
And he's still making decisions that affect
people. Don't even talk about that.
Everyone.
They don't talk about it. They don't talk about
he
it because
just accepted it. I guess.
Well, see, no, this is the deal. He and EB is right.
Just waiting for the election to get here so we can get this orange nectarine
Oh, you know what? Hey, look here. No, I don't know if you guys caught. I call him helicopter hair. You know that hair looks like a whirly bird.
Like he always getting off a helicopter, no matter
if he's like orangutan.
Orange orangutan.
That's
bad hair.
Like.
That's what bad hair is right there.
Oh, Lord.
He looks like a mongoose.
That's not even
hair. That's what he look like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, somebody need to get that balloon. You know, over in Europe somewhere, when they had that floater about him, you know, over, and I thought I saw a small stem, too. All right? Remember the balloon?
I was waiting on it.
That's funny. Listen.
Yeah.
All I know is this guy is,
he's the worst piece of...
Man. We need to get this great value Tito up about the White House. I'm tired of it, man.
Yeah. And if you got a relative that didn't vote, slap him. Just slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Listen, I think I told EB this off air via conversation. I don't think I've said this publicly, but I will say this publicly. I was traveling on the interstate. I forgot when. It was some weeks ago, and they had it's like these welding companies, like all those diesel truck companies or whatever, alongside like when you travel on the interstate on I-35, and I passed by one. And it was, they had it was trumped out. Like, it had the Trump 2020, all kind of shit on it. And I told EB, I was like, yo, if it was late at night, I would have just ripped all that shit off. But I don't know if it's
right.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I might, if I go through there at night.
No. Hey, Q-Lan. No. Somebody might, no. Whoever put it up, they have an AR-15.
Right.
No, Q. No. Leave that one alone. All right.
Man.
Yeah.
They're trash.
Yeah.
Still support Trump at this point. Trash. And I hope the brakes go out.
No.
I mean, and let's be honest.
less.
If you are still supporting Trump.
Intense. Let me think of something else creative. Oh, you can have a Fabuloso Martini. That's what you can have if you still support Trump. I feel like that's less aggressive.
If you still supporting Donald Trump at this point, then that means that you agree with everything that he's done and the type of person he is and his feelings towards everybody. And there's no way you can convince me otherwise. If
you
still support him, and I'm very close, I am very close to saying if you still support the Republican Party after they enabled this foolishness.
I'm not even close to that. No. No. If you look at the Republican Party, I ain't gonna like you. No, I'm not.
I mean, that's real.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
When I cussed out one of my wife friends one time. I cussed out one of my wife friends one time. No, seriously. Recently. Because he wanted to send me some stuff. Some garbage to try to justify why George Floyd was killed. I said, "Oh Lord, oh your ass is X right now." And I called him up and I cussed him. You know, I didn't leave a message.
Glass. He's
I called
glass.
Him up.
Glass.
I had to talk to him personally, and I told him, I said, "Look here, and you still Trump, right?" "Oh yeah, man, Trump." I said, "Don't tell me shit about that." All right, I said, but look, let me tell you something right now. All right, either you're stupid, you're evil, or you're fucking both, and we ain't talking no more.
Whitney,
EB, and Q, your guys know, you've never heard me go off like this before, have you?
No.
Well, fuck, I'm pissed. I am mad. I am so mad you guys would have it. I would tear up something, but I can't tear up my own stuff.
That's what stops me daily.
Me.
You hear that?
Exactly. It stops me all the time.
If you're going to throw something at your own TV, you know this shit. You know, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
But listen, like you said, Will, you pissed. And to me,
if you are
not pissed right now, then there's something wrong with you.
That's
everybody I know is pissed right now. Like, no matter how much, like Whitney was talking about self-care, it is very important. I practice it daily. I'm drinking it right now, self-care. But no matter how much self-care you practice, if on some level you are not pissed and paying attention to what's going on, then there is something wrong with you. I'm not saying you have to fester in it. I'm not saying you have to let it consume you. But on some level, you have to be pissed about the state of the world as a whole, but especially the United States of America, our government, the police force, the loss of black lives, this pandemic and the way we're handling it, the fact that we only got one stimulus payment in the middle of a global pandemic, and it is October almost.
I'm just saying.
But no, there's got to be something wrong with you if you are listening to the show right now. If you are not pissed on some level, then there's something wrong with you. And the way I want you to take that anger out is to make sure you are registered to vote, to go to the polls, and to vote the people who are not doing what they're supposed to doing out of office, and the people who you think, no matter what you think you know, if you think there's even a glimmer of hope that they might do the right thing, vote them into office. And if you are a person who is politically inclined, then guess what? Motherfucker, you need to run for office, because we need the change now.
Yes.
Not yesterday, not in 20 years, not in 5 years whenever you finish this or whenever you do that. No, we need
it
now. We need it now. So if you are a person who is listening, if you are listening and you know someone who you think may make a good politician, or you've had conversations with a friend, a family member, or a coworker who has expressed any type of interest in making this world a better place, put that bug in their ear, because we need something different than what we have right now, because what we got now, I feel like we've had since 1776, and that shit ain't working, because we are no better than we were 200, 300, 400 years ago as black people. I mean, the white people, they're, you know, the state of their world has improved a lot. But us, where have we gotten in that time? And I'm not saying we've made no progress, but in 400 years, as far as we've come, like we can still be murdered in front of everyone, recorded on new technology, on cell phones, tablets. They can see it. And yet and still, the murderers will walk free because the person they murdered was black. So in 400 years, we've gotten nowhere. So if you're a person who has an interest in politics, even on a local level, I'm not talking you got to run for president. On a local level, if you have any type of interest in making this world a better place, making just your neighborhood a better place, go and do that. Figure that out.
Right.
Do that, because it starts on the local level. It starts at the smaller level, and then we can work our way up. But
right.
we can't afford another 4 years of this person, because who knows, in 4 years, he may have done something to the Constitution that says that he doesn't have to only serve 2 terms, or he doesn't have to leave after 4 years, or maybe he will be the only one who occupies that White House until he happens to leave this earth, which I hope is soon.
No.
Man,
I think
let him go.
2020, listen, I
know.
I'm just watching everybody getting COVID, and I'm just like, well,
that's right.
Like, what's going on?
Don't pass him.
Pass him like a hot potato. I want that shit to stay on him. Every time I see a headline with Trump on, I'm like, please let him not be here.
So, you know what? And you know, I had to pray also.
One time I said, I saw the word Trump dies, but it was his brother. I was like, I hit the table. I was like, why did it happen? I was just like that. Malcolm X meme. I just slapped the table. I was like,
Hey, Q-Lynn. Are you saying, Lord, you got the wrong one. Is that what you said?
He got the wrong one.
You got to come back.
I was half asleep and I saw Trump die. And it was his brother. I was like,
damn it. Oh, God.
Oh, God,
that's funny.
Why?
Oh, man.
Come back. I'm like, you take Bill Withers. You take Pamela Huston from us. You take
right.
all these. You take all these great fucking amazing contributors to music and the phenomenal John Lewis. You take people like that from us and then leave us. It must be something where hell is definitely on earth.
It must be paradise in heaven because they keep leaving all the regular fucking. Oh, this is crazy. Raggedy. Oh, my goodness. And you know, last night on one of my shows.
If Trump fell right now, I'd be like, so who won the game last night? Did the Lakers win, or was it, if somebody said that, like if it was
I'll
like
be trying to figure out if I'm making points.
Didn't Denver win last night? I believe Denver. Denver did win. Okay.
They played last night. I thought it was Boston and,
No, it was Boston. Boston and Miami. I don't know who won last night with Boston and Miami. But Denver beat the Lakers.
I thought it was the Steelers and the Braves. I didn't know. Well, we're talking about basketball, EB.
Jerome Bettis, hell, I thought I was too. I mean, I never seen that before. I thought Kareem Williams made the three pointer. They took it home. I ain't know. Oh my god, this is crazy. Man, that was a great six minutes of race.
Thank you, Will, for that. And then y'all just letting the cuss words loose. Will was throwing out some good ones. I thought, I need to turn on, he's taking me back to his era, the 70s. I was like, I want to turn on Dolomite right now.
For real.
Yes, I'm the one that killed Monday and went Tuesday and put him in the hospital. That's what I thought he was.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Oh, wow. Love this show. Love you guys. Oh, hey, Q-Lan, I've got some music for you, girl.
Yeah, we need to go to break. That's what I'm about to get to. We got the Whispers. Once again, shout-outs to Wallace and Walter Scott, the other Whispers, twin brothers from the Whispers. Their birthday was yesterday, September 23rd. We got some good Whisper tunes coming up, so... Hit them with that, is it good to you? That's my joint right there. We're going to get into it. We'll be back, y'all, with Raggy News.
Like it is to me, baby.
Good to you. Hey, we're back. Soul Savage Show.
I just got to say.
Come on now.
Come on now. Look.
Have been making music since 1963. That is 57 years that these men have been giving us quality music. One of the most consistent groups in R&B in any genre, period. 57 years. And listen, I would sit on those mustaches, so I don't care. And this message has been brought to you by tequila.
That's from More of the Night album.
Hey, guys.
I had that album on cassette tape. 1990.
One of my favorite groups.
More of the Night.
Wow.
Listen.
Yeah. One of the best.
My top five groups of all time. That's why I have them in the What's Wrong With You game list, because that's my
group. And
it's
a trick question because they, you know, people don't really realize how great the Whispers are.
They're like, underrated, EB.
They're so underrated. They're still touring. Last time I saw them was maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. I'm trying to remember. But it was almost like they never lost a thing. Like, they still give one of the greatest shows. The voices are still there. The steps are still there. And more importantly, the mustaches are still there.
Mm. And you know, and they're out of Southern California.
Wallace and Walter Scott, you can see where his admiration is. That's what I'm going to call it, admiration.
I've always wanted to have a Whispers mustache, because mine is really sick. That's like one of them 70s mustaches. Like,
oh,
my grandfather has one. All of my uncles had them. But if I can't have one, then I'm just going to have to sit on one.
I was just about to do a whole little short bio on the Whispers real quick. I don't know why he went that way with it. I was like,
I'm having a good time. I don't want no Steve Harvey mustache.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
That makes sense.
Okay.
The law came to cut your ass.
All right.
Your ass.
Oh, EB came to play. Yeah, he came to play.
Julian is enabling me with all these jokes.
Birthday appreciation to the Whispers. Well, like I said, top five group. I have from, I think, 76 till maybe, I gotta look through my thing, I think till 81 I have those albums through there, and they're fantastic. Fantastic group.
what we played, Love is a Dream at the top of the show. That's probably one of my top favorite Whisper songs, as well as Is It Good to You. Just a phenomenal group. We keep going down the list, like it's so many songs, I can't even get through it, but I think, if I had to pick my favorite album, it's between Open Up Your Love and I want to say One for the Money, which came out in 76. And Open Up Your Love, I think, came out in 78 or 77. But those are my two favorite Whispers albums. And I have seen, like Evie has said before he concluded with his admiration. I saw Whispers multiple times live in concert. That's why I hate COVID, because I would have went this year. I've seen them. At least, so I know for sure, over 8 times. It may be more than that. I've seen them since 2012.
Wow.
Listen, so they sound just like the album, okay? This is
my God.
Rest on to the two original members that passed on, but I've seen them when they had all original members before they added on new guys. But
man,
they were fantastic every time.
The new
they
guys
just
were
like
fine as the motherfucker, though. Let's just say this. LaVille is fine. LaVille, the latest person that was added, that was a fine man.
Whatever you need, I just want you to know, I got my hand on the button. If you want to bring up the next song, I got you covered, Q.
We get the savvy.
I got you, Q. Don't worry about it.
Look how you do, man.
Listen, you good. We good. We don't need the butt right now. We good. We're going to let it keep sizzling. We ain't going to put TV out. We just going to let it put him on sizzle mode.
Just let me know.
He's getting fake for heel right now. We going to let him keep simmering on the thing. He ain't cooled off yet.
I got my finger on the trigger. Okay.
We're ready.
Hey girl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Everybody's here. Everybody's having a good time. Ain't nobody tripping.
She's
soaking
it up, and she just...
Okay, we get
to Raggedy News.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Sometime tonight, I don't know.
Listen, we're
going
to get to Raggedy News before we run out of time. I got to steer back.
That mustache could be Raggedy when I get off
there. Oh, Lord.
What's
that song that Tony Braxton sing? The truffle butter? What is it?
I don't know. I may have heard about it before. I don't know. Q-Man?
That's making you high. Is that what it is?
Okay, Q.
Let
me know. Q?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, Q.
Really? Okay. You got to steer this back. I don't know how to steer this back.
Say a word.
Look at Raggedy News. Raggedy News, okay? First on the list is Mercedes-Benz. As a party. Listen, I drove one of y'all vehicles the other week, and it's fantastic.
They crashed.
That's besides the point, okay?
They
crashed
now.
Y'all convertibles are very comfortable, but what y'all did this past week with the abomination that y'all have done in terms of pointing words with artists that don't match. Like, it's like trying to mix oil and water. Like, it don't go together. Like, you know, it's like trying to, it's so many different things I could say.
It's
but
disrespectful.
Mercedes-Benz, the fact that you have called Alicia Keys the queen of soul. And we had a queen of soul for over 50 plus years, dynamic. Like, we already associate Queen of Soul with the late, great Aretha Franklin. The fact that y'all have just simply dismantled and just straight perfected the Queen of Soul horrendousness of trying to call this woman that's promoting the album, Alicia Keys, has been off-key for the past 20-plus years. She made a song in A minor, and it should have been in an A flat, because that's the replicate of her voice. The fact that y'all disrespected Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin has always been the Queen of Soul, and the fact that y'all disrespected.
That's right.
The sacredness.
Agree on with that.
Alicia Offkey. I'm very upset about this.
And this is what I'm going to say.
We need to march on that one.
Y'all need to start hiring black people in every position, in every department. So if you had somebody black on staff, they would have told you that wasn't going to go over well. You can't call Alicia Keys. She's not even the queen of her own home. And you going to call her the queen of soul?
Well, we have some mother queen of soul. Like, if y'all want to give her a bunch of money,
you're going to say she the queen
of soul. Let her promote that. The queen of soul? Yes.
Listen. I know she released a new album. I still have not listened. I do plan on listening and getting around to it because I wanna hear and see what people are talking about. But I don't understand. Like Aretha ain't been in the ground 2 years. Like, and you call him. I mean, you skipped over so many people to call the Queen of Soul to get to Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys?
Oh, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. Yeah.
Right. Listen, just last week, we saw Gladys. We saw Patty.
Right.
Mary's still with us.
Right.
I mean, we the queen of hip-hop, so, I mean, Melissa Morgan's still with us, Mickey Howard, Regina Bell. Like, you skipped over so many. Hell, you could have called Beyonce the Queen of Soul, and I'd have been like, well, you know what? I'll allow it. She Beyonce. Like, you skipped over so many people to get to calling Alicia Keys the Queen of Soul. Alicia, I'm not hating on your hustle, honey. I saw how you got that man. You snatched him right on up like I'm snatching his tequila up. Like, I'm not hating on that. And I see clearly you're working. You're doing your job. You're working. And it wasn't Alicia, so I try not to put too much on her because it was Mercedes-Benz that made the mistake.
She got the money, and I ain't on that, but I have to agree with you, though. You don't do that. That's blasphemy.
And if Aretha was alive, y'all know how Aretha felt about her title.
Oh, she would have read.
You would know about it. Let me tell you something. We would all be boycotting Mercedes-Benz right now because she would not rest until they retracted that statement and apologized, because Aretha did not play with her title. Like, she did not play. Like, if they called you the queen of anything, she had to see about you. And when she saw about you, either she approved or she denied.
That's right.
So, I remember when Mary was crowned the queen of hip-hop soul, and at first Aretha was like, the queen of who? And Aretha showed up.
Uh-oh.
With them big titties hanging out, ready to fight Mary. And she asked Mary to sing in Mary's song, and she said, okay, I'll let you have that title just this once. When they called Tina Turner the Queen of Soul, maybe a decade or two ago, they called Tina Turner. Listen, Aretha don't fly, but she was about to get on a flight to England that day, and she was about to box
Tina
and give her the worst beating since Ike died. Like, she wasn't playing. Like, no, you're not going to call nobody else the Queen of Soul.
Oh.
That's not right.
Oh, boy. Okay. Blasphemy.
That's what it is, blasphemy.
Man, this is crazy. Oh, you know.
All love to you, Alicia. Alicia,
yeah.
I'm hating on you.
Right.
You can be many things, but... what you can be is the queen of Subaru. That's what you can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, queen of Subaru. Kia.
Queen of Kia Soul.
Honda. Not even a Nissan, no, not that one.
Yeah.
Maybe a Chevy Chevette, or a Hugo. You know, something like that. You can be the queen.
Listen. Why call her anything? Just sell the goddamn car.
They
totally messed up.
A Cutlass Supreme, she could be queen of that. She could be queen of
adultery.
I was about to say a Lincoln, but she ain't that great. But she's the queen of a Toyota Prius. She could
She can be whatever. She can't be Queen of Souls.
No.
Because you got to have a soul to be the Queen of Souls. I'm sorry. Well, you got to have a soul and you got to be a queen.
Well, do you... Wait,
listen,
no, number
you
one...
You more than one
and you gotta have big titties.
Like, you can't just
be
on
big
loud. Like,
you gotta have big
they
had a life
you gotta have
well, number one, you got. Look here. Number one, you got to beat the champ to beat the champ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and she ain't even beating her meat. Let me tell you something. Alicia Keys, I love her to death. I do, because I actually like Alicia. Most people don't. I like Alicia. I think she's interesting. She's fun, you know. Like a little yin around the house.
No
she's
hating.
Fun.
Around the house.
Yeah, no, I'm not hating. I think what she is yeah, I heard what you're saying, my bad. But I think what she is she represents just something new and something different. And she walking around here with no deodorant and no makeup on and that's her choice. I think that's everybody's choice. No, because that's her campaign that she's doing.
Well,
I think, right?
No, she
like,
thinking.
She don't do makeup or deodorant. Well, listen, the cat might not be. I don't know what's going on. But I think that it was like, erroneous on her part to, like, because I'm sure her people and she had to approve it. Like, that's how it works in the business. A company can't put out anything unless it's approved by you. So I'm sure they had to approve it. And I don't understand why she would, what makes her think that anybody would see that and not question it? Like, the Queen of Soul, like, lady, when is the last time you, and I hate to go by hits, y'all know I don't go by hits, but when's the last time you had a hit?
Uh-oh.
Like, when is the last time people were singing Alicia Keys songs and like, yo, this Alicia song goes? Like, that's not happening for
tell you.
A very long time. I don't think that's happened since I was in high school, honestly. For real, for real.
But y'all know they weren't talking to us when they did that.
No, they weren't
talking.
They were not.
They weren't talking to us.
Whitney just shut me the hell up. You're right. You're right.
No, but you're right. Everything you're saying and adding on to it. Like,
I know.
That's
why I shut up. Because you're right. Because they were not talking to us. So that's why I was like,
yeah,
because right.
Back to your hiring point. We ain't in there.
We're not in the boardroom. We're not making the decisions. Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But guess what, though? They take our ideas, though. Hey, look here. They take our ideas, don't they?
They take our ideas. They take our culture. They take our food. They take everything that we have been living, breathing, and thriving off of for the past 400 years, and all of a sudden now it is American culture. It's American culture, but black lives still don't matter. But our culture matters to them, because if we take that away, then America is nothing, honestly.
That's right. You're 1,000% correct. And because we do shows about this all the time, about the inventions. Look up black inventions. It will blow your mind. It will blow your mind, the things that we did.
We invented the lights. We invented the heart transplant. We invented doggy style sex. Like, if you take all that away, it's done. Don't nobody want that.
Right.
Don't nobody want that.
Right.
What?
Right.
All right, I'm done, guys. I'm done. Oh, wow. I'm gonna drink some water.
Who is barking?
Who is barking? That's what it's
talking.
I
was like, is it Helen or Julian? This one, I don't.
Who?
Hey, Q-Lin.
Our contributions. I will say, like Paul Mooney said, if you take away our contributions, that means the big shit goes with us.
Oh, my goodness.
Big titties, the big asses, the big dick. Y'all walk around here some flat titties, little dick, flat ass motherfuckers. So you need us.
That's a word right there. Evie mentioned doggy style. This is a random thing before we move on to another topic. Y'all know what a dog dog sound like whenever you about to interrupt them having doggy style sex?
What they say? Oh, I don't interrupt what they say.
All right, we done.
I'm about to push the button.
We gotta move on to another topic.
Hey, Whitney, Helen, Whitney, Helen, I was almost ready to push the button. I got my finger. I still have my finger on the trigger now. I have my finger on the trigger.
I'm just, okay, all right. Next week I'm going to be sober. Next week I'm going to be sober. Next week I'm sober.
No, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do that. Hey, look here. I don't want to drink. Evie, I don't drink alone, bro. Don't do that to me.
Well, you're right. I do drink alone, but I won't drink alone next week because I know you'll be drinking.
Okay, all right,
and
good.
The tequila will still be
I know Will mentioned. Listen, get to this next topic. This guy right here, I saw this video, and then I think Helen sent it to me again, and I seen it again. I was like, this is on.
Oh,
listen,
my God,
he's a rapper. Sir, you have had many of Twitter moments and Instagram moments the past few months, and it's like, sir, what is this thing of you just constantly being wrong? And it's just like it's a subtle wrong, it's a loud wrong, it's a quiet wrong, it's like all wrongs. And so what I'm talking about, he was on Instagram Live with Justin Bieber, and I'm assuming just Justin Bieber has the album out. I don't follow his career, so I have no idea what he does for a living. He could be a mechanic, for all I know. I don't listen
right.
to Justin Bieber. But
I wouldn't buy
that
shit.
He has a new album out. And Chance the Rapper is, like, digging it up because, you know, he got, you know, first dibs of listening to it, and he's telling the audience, like, man, it's a great album. And, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not capping, you know. Anytime
but
somebody says capping, I'll jump.
He
capping.
Lied.
Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
he
what
lied.
That means. Like, you straight lying, and then you told a bold face lie. Not only did you tell a bold face lie,
you told the
a
biggest
whole
lie
bald headed black lie. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You off the. This is a straight bald headed black lie. That's all it is. You will sit here on this internet and tell this Caucasian of the Caucasus Mountains that his album is, like, right next to Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. Like,
what?
Sir,
you
where
know
are we at
is?
In life to where you felt that was comfortable for you to say that on Instagram? Where are we at?
How did you let those words leave your mouth?
I figured it out, bro.
Listen, if Michael Jackson's ghost ain't in there with Quincy Jones,
well, we're going to have to get Janet to summon it. We're going to have to get Janet to whisper and summon that ghost.
If she's not summoning the paranormal activity of Michael Jackson for him to be on Justin Bieber's album, then it's not even Michael Jackson from 2001.
Even if he was on it,
off
it still wouldn't
so
be.
For you to say,
thank you. Thank you.
Even Michael Jackson post 99 couldn't recreate Off the Wall.
Well,
you.
I was about to say, I was about to say post
and tell
86
us that Justin Bieber did it.
I think this is what it is.
Is this some kind of joke?
I figured it out. Like, what's his name? Chance the Rapper? I just call him Lips. I don't know his name. I think he has he grew up in a different era when they are social media artists. So they know if they post something controversial to social media, people will pay attention and therefore draw attention to whatever that they are trying to promote. So he knew that by attaching his name to Michael Jackson Off the Wall, then people would be like, nah, it can't be. And people would be searching Justin Bieber. And a lot of people would actually know one on this show because we all smart. But a lot of people would actually go and listen to Justin Bieber just to confirm that it's not better. That way giving him streaming numbers, that way giving him like numbers for charts and listens and stuff like that. But it's like, no, they figured out that to make it so before, for the young kids listening, so before the 2000s, a lot of what you did was based on the merit of your work. That was it. Like, it was just like,
yes,
you did something. And we had record companies who had departments devoted to promoting your work. So it wasn't that you had to promote your own stuff on social media, because social media did not exist in that way. So, you know, you had to reach out to the radio stations, the magazines. But now Chance has figured out that all I got to do is just say something controversial. No matter if I know it's a lie, because I know he knows it's a lie with them lips. I know he knows it's a lie. and people are going to pay attention, and people are going to go listen to Justin Bieber. And I help Justin Bieber.
Who does that sound like, though, E.B.? Who is he sounding like? That sounds like Logic from Kanye to me. You're basically trolling.
That's what they do. That's how they get attention. Because they are deprived of attention, and they are deprived of teams to help them make quality music, and then second of all, promote that quality music in the right way. So they have to rely on these tactics to get us to listen and buy their music. Let me tell you something. If Michael Jackson was still alive and that had been a thing, first, we probably had to bail him out of jail, because I think the Me Too would have got him. Them little boys would have came and he would have been in jail.
Don't do it.
Anyway, no, I don't want to talk about that. But if he was still alive, I honestly think that Michael would have, because Michael was that type of guy. Michael clapped back. Like, people think Michael was, like, nice and sweet. No, Michael clapped back. So Michael probably would have said something. But then again, Justin Bieber's a white little boy, so Michael probably would have liked it. So never mind. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I like Justin Bieber.
You scared me. I was like, damn, he back?
I am the voice of Michael. I love Justin Bieber.
Oh, no.
But it's real. That's how you would have found it.
I love his tunes. I love all his music.
Not his tunes. All right.
Oh, Lord,
it's night.
Y'all were really playing today.
Y'all got scared, thought Michael. No, it's me. It's Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's Bubbles? Janet?
Y'all stop.
Is Joe still here?
Janet, where's Bubbles at? Where's Bubbles?
Hey, little boy, can I suck your...
You know, I might have to make an executive decision.
Where's sleeping covers?
You know, I've got to...
Listeners, no matter how many jokes we make about Michael Jackson right now on this show, I think everybody on the panel right now recognizes that Michael Joseph Jackson, is one of the greatest of all time. So we're not taking away from him, guys, because I know y'all going to email, y'all went in on Michael Jackson, and y'all said Michael Jackson did this, and what kind of tequila was you drinking, and all this other stuff. No.
Yeah.
Listen, we are, and y'all know we'll love Michael Jackson. So y'all
I do. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
However.
Like, we love his music.
No.
I mean.
And I didn't take it any other way.
No,
I'm good. I'm good with that. But you guys are, let's see, there's a couple more songs there. And so I was just saying, I hit my finger on the trigger. Just in case.
We took over the show with all these jokes.
It's in a good way.
It's in a great way, okay? Fuck the CEO of Wells Fargo and fuck everything that Lori Loughlin trying to get. I hope she don't get no ho-hos, no snack cakes. No ramen noodles in prison. You know, that's top-notch food on the prison side of the game. I hope they take away all the cricket phones and the Metro PCSs. She can't get none of them. I hope she don't get none of that.
No. Oh,
nobody
will
put nothing on her book.
Well, maybe it'll be a full house.
You want a famous jail? You want a famous prison?
How long is she in there?
You want your own room in prison?
How long is she in there for?
We'll ask, how long is she in there?
I think she's just doing a month or something. I forgot what her
it
time
was. It was too short. I think it's a year.
That ain't even that long.
Yeah, I don't think it's that long.
No, it's not. I think Hewlin's right. I think it's only like a month or two. I don't think it's long at all. But the fact that she got to choose her own prison,
man,
or her own jail or facility or whatever it is, it says a lot about the climate of.
That's right.
The justice system in this country.
That's right.
Where she got to choose her own lockup facility, but somebody could be murdered and their murders will walk free.
That's exactly right. And don't forget why she went there. Because at first she was, she confused, she was resilient against. No, I'm not going to plead guilty to this. And I think she was the one that paid over $500,000 too.
I think there were two of them. But she was the one that paid the most. Felicity Hoffman and Lori.
But Cindy was, but the first one, she was smart enough to go and plead guilty right away, say, okay, I did it. Right?
Right.
Right. Yep. And so now, $500,000, number one. I don't have $500,000 right now, I'm going to be honest with you. All right? That's a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay? And you can do some things with $500,000. God, please drop it right now.
Hey.
No,
it's good. It's real. I think for most of us in this country to have that amount of money, it's like a lot of us live under the poverty line. We live
under.
We don't get paid for our worth. We don't get paid what we deserve. We don't get paid a livable wage in the states that we are living in if you look at the statistics. So for $500,000, like, that's privilege.
It's more than privilege because that's extra money she could afford to spend. She had a whole bunch of more $500,000.
That was just throwaway money. That was just throwaway money.
Right.
That was sick.
No,
I said because her kid was dumb and couldn't get in on her own and wasn't even trying. Like,
right. Come on, man.
She was an education professional.
I felt like that was a better thing.
And you know, guys, I'm going to tell you something that I believe. I believe that's how Trump went through college. I believe it.
Because his family had money.
They paid. You know,
most white people go through life.
I don't think something to SAT. I don't even know if he knew what that meant. I think he thought that was an acronym for Saturday. That's what I think he thought.
He probably
You know what, Q-Lin?
He thought it was Saturday. He was like, man, we got to go to the SAT.
Happy
belated to the late great greatest singer of all time, one of my favorites. His birthday was this past, September 6th, that's when his birthday was. But yeah, rest on to the greatest. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back,
Be back, folks. Crazy show. Wow.
We'll be back, y'all. Savvy News.
My love.
Take it, don't break it, cherish my love. Oh, baby, here is my love. Oh, here is my love.
Nothing but a jam session. Hey, the Soul Savage Show right here on The Buzz, man. Q Lynn, E.B. Whitney, and Helen. Hey, guys, we're back.
Yeah, that's the jam right
Come
there.
Come on
that's
now.
The album cut.
That's man.
That's the 1981 album. He hit y'all with that
Dude.
Low tone.
Dude.
He could go,
Come
he
on.
Said I could
Damn.
Go. Upper register and lower register.
Oh.
Cause he's like, here is my love. That's when he hit y'all with the Barry White voice.
I know.
He did.
I know.
That had rage.
I was right there. I was right there with him. I just turned off. I was right there with him. I just turned off my microphone.
How? Right. He was right there with you.
What's that?
He was right there with you.
I sound like Will. I'm tripping.
You hear me? I said, because that's going to be right there with you, too.
Good stuff. Good stuff. This is what we do. Soul Savages, right?
Soul Savages Radio. You're hot as a tweet. Now they get into the album. The album is the whole cut. I love that whole album.
Yeah.
Like I said, Sylvester's one of the greatest voices of 70s music. Just 80s. That one came out in the 80s. That's when... Before, I don't really care for the last two albums of his, but this one right here, when it got to after the disco era, the 81 album, woof, that whole album, fine. And that's one of my favorites. Here's My Love. Also, I love, what's another one on there I like? I like, I Can't Believe I'm in Love. I think Can't Forget the Love. I think Can't Forget the Love is on that one, too, I think.
Now, what is Ooh Baby Baby too? Or is that the same album?
Yeah, so that was you talking right? Yeah, that was the jam.
Man,
killed it.
Uh-oh. Rotation. Y'all guys know what that means.
And the rotation. You listen. Here is my love. Like Will, like to say, grab a glass of a wine of your choice.
Yeah, kick
you know,
back.
Relax. and just vibe out to that song.
That's right.
Here's My Love. It's one of my favorite songs off that album. But yeah, Sylvester's fantastic. Like I said, greatest singer of all time. He dominated disco, R&B, so everything. Church. Every time I hear his voice, though, it reminds me of church.
Right. Oh.
When he hits you with that.
I gotta tell you this. I gotta tell you this real quick, Kulan. Thank you, and I'll let you get right back. Right.
Oh, go ahead.
And so, yep. So my thing when I do my shows like on Sunday Night Gold and Monday Night Madness is like, kick back, grab a glass, and see EB gonna take this out of context. I know. And I said, hey, guys.
he went straight to him. He's like, he's gonna take it out of context.
I know. I said, hey, you might want to move some furniture. All right.
Just to hit the audience on who Sylvester is. Sylvester, he was an openly gay he's just an openly gay man, and he grew up in the church. I think either Pentecostal, or I'm not familiar with the Pentecostal church, but I know they don't they talk in tongues and all that.
I think.
All that stuff. So he grew up in church, and he took the church basically, you know, it's the whole thing with the whole disco scene. And if you really do the research on it, not to get so deep into it, but he brought the church to the dance floor, and he had all these different party records. If you look up his discography, you see all these records that were just top hit disco. He dance with me, yeah. And then you make it feel like real.
That's my deal. Now we know the two tons of fun.
Yes, two tons of fun. Listen, Martha watched it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, he brought them on, the two tons of fun. They made those records just like, I feel like they were all a group. Even they were like an unofficial group to me when I hear, anytime I hear a Sylvester album, like, because they were so present on it. But yeah, that make you feel righty real. That's the one. That's the turn up song. Like that's my favorite go to karaoke song. You made me feel mighty real.
See, you make me think about Milli Vanilli now. You make me, oh God, I get sick. Oh my God.
Or dance with me. Dance with me. Yeah. Or over and over. We played that.
They've gone crazy.
Hey. Okay. Man, I can't hit the notes the way they was hitting.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, wow. Listen.
But please don't give them warning.
If you're listening,
we are out of control.
Ready to be the new group, and I got the high note. And Q-Man's gonna handle the Tony Braxton, and I'm gonna handle the Kevin Kelly.
No, I'm hitting all the high. I'm on the upper register.
Both of you are here to get your drink.
Q-Man gonna take the Ray J, and I'm gonna take the brandy.
Big drunk.
Don't just take my vocals like that. My vocals just can't listen. I got a great yin yang around the house, boys, but it definitely surpasses Ray J's. I know this for a fact. Ray J can't hit the notes I was just hitting. Okay? That ain't
right.
In his repertoire. Okay?
Let him know.
I cannot.
I just say it.
So uh-oh. It's kicking in.
I'm excited on that. Okay?
Helen?
I'm just saying.
Whitney? It's kicking in. It's kicking in.
You made me feel mighty real.
It's kicking in. Oh, Lord Jesus.
It's already kicked in.
It's already kicked in. Oh.
My jam.
Okay, yeah. All
right. We got to get to Savvy News before the show ends. I don't know why we just got on the table, but yeah, shout out to the late, great Sylvester.
How much time do you need? Well, you got 4 minutes left.
I don't need no more time. I just need you to quit talking.
Hey, okay. You telling the
EB. I tried to say, you know I got ADD. I'm just saying, y'all.
You telling the you ain't going to blame this on me.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
You I got my notes here.
It's EB. All right, EB. It's EB's fault. EB did it.
It's EB's fault. I'm not gonna do that to him. I ain't gonna do that to nobody. We just gonna get to the savvy news.
It ain't my fault.
Listen, we get out of control, y'all. So listen, if you're new listening to the show, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
We are on a whole tangent right now.
Yo didn't even. Now, and Helen,
I'm just on some.
Yo, not even letting Helen speak.
The Almighty and some water. The righteous water. That's all I'm
saying.
The righteous water. That's what I'm on right now.
You know, I really hope Helen comes back. Y'all didn't even let Helen talk a whole lot. Man.
Listen, I wonder who keeps talking.
That was me that kept talking. My bad, Helen. Helen, come back. And
please.
I won't
listen,
do that.
We gotta get some savvy news.
Lord, okay.
I do appreciate you, Sylvester. Shout out to Sylvester. One of my favorites. We gotta get some savvy news.
Oh,
hey, damn. I don't know where we're going. I'm losing my notes. Okay. We just gonna jump right into it. Okay. I can't remember all the actors' names that won Emmys. I just put in my notes black actors that won Emmys. Shout out to they can verify that Whitney, Helen, and E.B. can justify. I just said black actors that won Emmys. That's all I put in my notes.
E.B.
That's fact.
That is off the foot. And I looked at
I didn't feel like looking up all the names. It was too long of a text.
I looked all of the names up, and it just said the niggas. So we're going to take
the
shout out to Regina King for winning outstanding.
He's drinking again, folks. Yeah, he's drinking.
Regina King, please call me. Listen, I don't only sit on mustaches. I let people sit on mine. Regina King, call me.
I don't know where we're going right now.
I'm not sure.
I got my finger on it. I have my finger on the trigger. I'm ready.
Listen,
it's beyond that now, Will. It's beyond that.
Don't help me.
Okay. Whitney and I are making an executive decision.
Listen, we gotta give shout outs before the end of the show.
Okay.
Well, are you serious?
Okay. Hear me out. Whitney and I have made an executive decision because you and EB have gone completely off the rails. So,
who can you live? I've been on here reading. I've been playing it.
Sorry, Helen. I'm so sorry.
I'm talking to Whitney right now.
Can I please talk to
Whitney first? Then you can do whatever you want to do.
That's Regina King for being the best supporting actress. Fucking serious.
Hey, Whitney.
Shout out to y'all. I'm doing my... Eddie Murphy, Ron Cephas Jones.
Okay.
Shout out to them for winning. Yeah. We also got to give a shout out to Tracy Ellis Ross for getting a ABC deal.
Yeah, all of
start
that.
Her own, we're her production. Jesus Christ. Shout out to Tracy Ellis Ross for getting her ABC, getting a signing deal with ABC for her production company. Oh my God. I'm losing my train of thought. And I'm sober. Okay, Tracy, that was wrong. What do y'all think of
Whitney?
I don't know.
Okay. Mary Block Akil, shout outs to her for getting a deal with Netflix as well. The last one is Everybody Hates Chris. The 15th anniversary of Everybody Hates Chris was this week.
Great show.
Came out
on
UPN, and then they changed it over to WB. That changed to CW.
Oh, my God.
And they were one of maybe 2 to 3 shows that when they cut UPN, they Everybody Hates Chris made the cut.
Yeah.
But I want to hear Helen.
Oh my God. The producer. I swear to God, yo. Helen, do you like Everybody Hates Chris? And what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite episode? Or who's your favorite character on Everybody Hates Chris?
I eat all of them.
I love the show. My favorite character is probably the little sister, because I can relate.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that now.
Go ahead, please.
I'm the little sister in real life, so I just thought she was hilarious. I can relate. She just lived for causing trouble, and, you know. So that's all I have, y'all. I have never laughed this hard. Oh, my God. Hugh, you really...
What are y'all...
You really tried to... Stop that, dude, and I appreciate you.
You know, I don't know why I'm laughing.
What are your favorite episodes of Everybody Hates Chris so we can wrap this
what?
Show up?
I ain't never seen a damn me. Show. I have to
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so for me, I can't remember... I can't remember specific episodes, but I will say that Tashina Arnold was hilarious on that show.
Yes.
So anything where Tashina Arnold reacted was funny to me. And I think that little boy who played Chris is like 25 now, so... Hey,
and I was. And,
Whitney, what's your favorite? What's your favorite? Who's your favorite character? E.B. and Whitney.
Oh, it's Tashina, but I don't know her name. But that character, whoever the mama was, that's my favorite character. Her or the uncle that Earthquake played.
Oh.
I like him.
Earthquake.
He was funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Oh, Julius,
I like the episode
because...
where Tisha Campbell came through. Y'all remember that one?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Listen.
That was a good
Campbell.
One.
We're going to get Tisha on the
show. I knew you would.
We are going
oh my
to get
God.
Tisha. Oh, no, because I know Tisha, and I'm going to ask Tisha to come on here because I think, my God.
No,
I'm
cool.
Wait a minute now. Look.
I know her people. I just, I want to get her and Tisha Campbell on, but I want them on separate.
Oh, you want them on, separately. Okay, well, we can do that too, but, like, I don't know Tashina, but I do know Tisha, and I love Tisha. And I think even when she, no matter what she does or what she's doing. No, I know Tisha. I don't know Tashina.
Oh.
I want to know Tashina. Trust me, I want to know Tashina, but I don't know Tashina.
That's funny. Yes.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. And how?
Oh, my God. This is a funny show.
I don't know. I just hear things, you know. I just hear things.
Me too, Will.
Yo, that lady, the lady that played the teacher, man, she was super racist. I just
the white lady.
Oh.
Yeah. She drove me up the wall. She played Will.
Oh, was she a Karen? Was she one of those Karens?
She was like some awful, off the wall shit that was racist. It was
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, slap. Like,
she was doing like she cared about.
You know, I brought
her.
A basketball in because, you know, I know your people love playing basketball. Bitch, yes.
What? Slap down.
Like that still thing.
Slap down.
And then, what's his name? Caruso, yeah. That little fat, little chubby red hair.
Yes.
He should have stopped him.
Yo, my God.
For real.
Hey, Whitney, hit him in the throat. Hit him in the throat, right, Whitney?
All day, Will. Right in the front of the throat. Cut all that out real quick. Sometimes you just got to let people know. You got to let them know real quick. Hey, I'm about my wellness, yes. But I'll punch you in the throat to protect my peace. Don't get a twist.
That's funny.
Let me know.
That's funny.
Oh my God!
Chris Rock's narrations made it funny too.
yeah, that's right.
Dude, that's what made it funny.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, great show.
Oh man,
everybody hates Chris. Oh, shout out to Tyler James Williams. He made a Twitter thread like the people that would ask him questions, and he he broke down like everything in terms of the casting and the producers and all the questions they used to ask him, like if he remembers certain episodes and all that stuff. He said he didn't remember it. He said it was like high school.
it's like trying to remember random stuff. I feel you, man, because I don't remember nothing from high school. that marijuana, that 420 experience took all my high school memories.
Yeah.
So I feel you, brother.
Oh,
but yeah, thank y'all for tuning in to Soul Savages Radio. Every Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you to our guest host, Ms. Helen Collins, the wonderful content creator.
Helen, please
tell them
back
one more time where they can find your comedy skit on YouTube. Tell them where they can find it.
You can subscribe to me on YouTube at The Lovely HC. And you can also follow me on Instagram at The Lovely HC. And thank you guys for having me. This is always fun, and you guys are like fans.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
We gotta throw our Savvy Heathen talks out before we wrap up. Who wants to go first? Oh, Helen, since you're our guest, you can go first. What's your Savvy Heathen talk?
Y'all gotta skip me. I don't have one this week. I know it's terrible.
You don't have one? Stevie Whitney, what's your Savvy Heathen talk so we can wrap up?
Mine is go ahead, Whitney.
No, you gotta go.
Okay. Mine is TEQ. U-I-L-A, tequila and a squeeze of lime.
Oh, my God.
My Savvy Heathen talk is, I actually got multiple, and I'm going to make it real brief and quick. I'm going to give y'all a little hit and quit so Will can wrap us up.
Yeah.
But once again, a chance to rapper. I just want to say I need you to stick to making your gospel slash rap music, your soundscape, gospel music, rap. I need you to keep doing that and quit giving commentary on classic albums like Off the Wall. You know, stick to what you do best, you know, because you make music for Christians that think Hutchin could get you pregnant. Like, make music for that, okay? Keep your commentary on that. You know,
yes.
Chance makes music for people that talk softly to God.
While
Gene Echo play. That's who he make music for.
Yeah.
And God don't listen to people with skinny jeans on. I just want to show Chance.
I remember that too. And my Savvy Heathen talk,
you I got a few more before you go. Hold on.
Oh, no, knock yourself.
I just want to say.
Knock yourself off because I got one.
Right. Chance, I also want to say, keep making music for people. I know you make music for people that listen to gospel music while they have sex. So keep making music like that.
Listen,
shout-outs to EB. Shout-outs to the Whispers. The twin brothers from their Wallison. Jesus Christ, to the twins on the Wizard of the Legendary Whispers. I know EB.
You had an edible.
You had an edible. Calling song,
right,
Atomic Dog. He wants to give the twins the Atomic Dog special.
I do. Wow, yippee-yo.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, am I seven? Am I seven? Savvy Heathen talk is
nothing but the dog. Yeah,
right.
That's what
Evie
said.
Right.
Nothing
but
the dog. Yeah, dog catch a dog catch a thing.
Yeah. But look at.
We have y'all. Oh, go ahead, Will. What's okay. The Savvy Heathen talk, Will, before we wrap up? What's
I'm waiting for this next damn stimulus check because this damn 420 experience, I'm experiencing a budget crisis here. So, I need,
He got an 840 going on.
$800 is not enough.
He got an 840 experience.
We need more.
And no.
We out, y'all.
That's right. It ain't fast enough.
Stand the time.
All right.
Every Thursday, Soul Savages Radio.
That's right.
Shout out to Evie again, the dog catcher.
Hey, I catch him. All
right. That's right. And we got to get helicopter air out of the damn White House. All right, folks, we back.
29th anniversary of the Low End series by Tribe Called Quest.
Let's get it.
Vibes and stuff. Y'all get into it. We out, y'all.
So savages on the buzz. When we hear a lot of cheers, gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation, with the hands clap, clap, filled with creation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child. Let your head down. So we could get fucked wild, do your ill dance. Go think about the next man, we must have unity. And think of the bigger plan, the vision we will call. We must stick together, see, I like to take this time to say what's up to Fuji. The name is Q-Tip, the Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Africa Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke, I won't resort to Rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap, but it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo and always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Peace to the crews who stomp the real hip hop. Not selling out from hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say, but here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'm seeking. I'm just a short brother, dark skin face, weigh above 50, 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly, look like Mr. Burley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall, so party animal I was. But now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Buster Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up. Rest in peace. And you know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and Nauru, we got the vibe. For upstate, we got the vibe. Even in D.C., we got the vibe. Maryland, Virginia, Carolina, vibe. Out west, we got the vibe. In the Bahamas, we got the vibe. Over in Europe, you know what? We got the vibe. We got to keep alive, it goes on. Of rap, I'm a fan. I've seen a whole lot of slums. Good with the girls. I get a whole lot of bottom fat. To skinny, Frida, to Winnie, Emma, to Cindy, Constance, to Wendy. Cause I be real friendly, never on the Scotty side. I don't brag to brothers about the little tricks I got. My gospel style can vary. The sight is never scary. It's only legendary. My father well prepared me. My job ain't temporary. I'm here for the long shot. Better yet, the long term. I don't have a perm. In a way, I do. Call them the permanaps. I'm crazy, slap happy, and I'm scrappy, and I'm happy. When I get the mic in my hand with the crowd in the stand, it's as good as grand like that. So I want to say peace and dedicate this joint to MC Trouble and to Trouble T. Roy and to Scott LaRock and to Cowboy. You know what I'm saying? This is for the slain rappers and the fallen rappers. You know what I'm saying? This is a special dedication. And also to my pops. And also to Vinny, his mom. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep it happy and keep the vibe going. This is vibe and stuff. And we out.
Smirnoff Zoo.